Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Barbara Feldon, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts, you're welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. I will close out this week's program by playing more highlights from a conversation that originally aired in August 2011 about iconic film director Richard Donner. Richard Donner passed away this past Monday, July 5th, at the age of 91. Our guest that week in August 2011 was James Christie. James is the author of You're the Director, You Figured Out, The Life and Films of Richard Donner, a comprehensive biography that James wrote with the cooperation of Richard Donner himself. As we mentioned earlier in the program, while Donner is known for his work as a film director, and specifically creating the blockbuster superhero movie as a direct result of Superman, Donner worked as a director in television for the better part of 15 years, including many classic dramatic shows such as The Twilight Zone, The Fugitive, Perry Mason, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The FBI, and The Streets of San Francisco, as well as such acclaimed made-for-TV movies as Sarah Tee, Portrait of a Teenage Alcoholic. However, as we pick up the conversation with James Christie, we're talking about Donner's work on two famous TV sitcoms from the mid-1960s. We're talking a little bit about Richard Donner's work in television and how some of the things that he did for the networks, he was able to return to and develop further on his own when he became a film director in the 70s and 1980s. And there are two shows I want to talk about, James. One is Get Smart. Now, Donner only did a couple episodes of Get Smart. One episode, the first episode he did, which was called Washington 4, Indians 3, you say it has elements that Donner revisited 30 years later when he directed Mel Gibson in Maverick.
That's right, yeah. I think out of the two episodes, that's by far my favorite that Donner did. See, Max, you know, infiltrates the rebel Indian tribe, threatening the government. And, you know, the comparison in Maverick, obviously, the fast-paced one-liners and also the sequence where Mel Gibson dons disguise as an American Indian for comic effect. But the real interesting elements about that episode with the socio-political stuff, you know, there's one scene where the Admiral asks exactly what do these Indians want, and yeah, Max says, they demand the return of all the territory we took from them. And the Admiral says, well, give it to them. And then, but Harry, the General, chimes in, it's all theirs, the whole country. So a lot of prodding there, and, you know, it's gentle and it's lighthearted, but it's the kind of thing that Dick infused in his later work as well.
Yeah, and again, going back to a point that we made earlier, there's a fine line between satire and farce, and that if you go too far, it becomes slapstick and over the top, and it can easily spiral into chaos. And even though, as you say, Donner is kind of known for sort of this improvisational seat of the pants approach to some of his work, but at the same time, you know, he's very detail oriented, and he just seems to know when to pull back and when to let his actors go.
Absolutely, yeah. It's dancing that fine line between, you know, reality and make believe. It has to stay. You can't stray too far over the line into farce, like you say. Otherwise, you know, the whole thing falls down.
You say that he particularly responded to the concepts of Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Wild Wild West. Tell our listeners what you mean by that.
Well, I think it's this there's a sense of adventure and, you know, the spontaneity that Dick brought to those shows, the kind of energy, really is the most important thing. But it was the producer, I think, Sam Rolfe on Man from U.N.C.L.E. that talked to Donna about, again, treading that fine line between reality and make-believe, and how that you have to, you know, you have to treat the adventure with a certain amount of seriousness, although it's obviously infused with so much humor, in order for viewers to buy into the fantasy. So Dick was known for being intensely disorganized, you know. He never committed anything to paper. His scripts were always the ones with the coffee stains and the phone numbers all over them. He was known for, you know, like I go over in the book, he would mess with Robert Vaughn's hair during the middle of a take, or just as he was about to shoot Sorry, and he'd hold up a sign with something funny written on it during the middle of a take, just to kind of keep things fresh and different. But he always knew which side his bread was buttered on, and that is that you can have this humor and this energy and this fun, but at the same time you have to treat these things seriously, otherwise the viewers don't, or the audience don't buy into it.
Well, he may have never, Richard Donner may not have ever committed anything to paper, but he must have known that you were going to come along and do it for him, James, because your book, you're the director, you figured out, very comprehensive. Not only takes you folks through all of Richard Donner's films, but is annotated and features a ton of interviews, and there's a nice little appendix at the end that not only discusses all of his films, but all of his television work, and there are little notes and annotations. It's just very, very comprehensive. It's not only a picture of who Richard Donner is as a person, but his body of work and some of the themes that we have been discussing and how they run through all of his various things. Before we leave the subject of television altogether, wanted to talk one more thing about Get Smart. Donner only did the two episodes, and yet he made an important discovery about the 99 character that the show was able to develop even after he left it for other shows.
Yeah, the feelings, the kind of the affection that the 99 felt for 86. Absolutely, he was not really interested in exploring the romantic intimacy, but he thought that she. She was better off served, that Feldon's character was better off served as mothering him up, in his words, you know, kind of along those lines.
Yeah, it's very challenging being a director on television, because one difference between being a director on television and being one in directing for motion pictures is that, we've talked about this before on the program, television is the producer's medium, the director is a guest. And not always, and sometimes it's not, he's not always a welcome guest, and so, I mean, you have to sort of conform to the way the producer wants the show made, versus film, where film is the director's medium, the film is made according to the director. Yet, just looking at some of the shows that Donner's worked on, he was very fortunate in that he worked on a number of shows that seemed in touch with some of his own sensibilities that he was developing at the time as a young director.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Because of you know, his work on The Twilight Zone was very interesting as well, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone. You know, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet being one of the most famous episodes of Bill Shatner.
Exactly.
Recovering from a mental breakdown, imagining that there's that gremlin on the wing of the plane. You know, there's a link to The Omen there, a link to the Donner's later work, you know, the kind of way it leaves you hanging at the end there is, you know, was it all true? Was it all make-believe?
How did Donner get involved with Gilligan's Island?
From memory, it was a producer friend of his, Bill Frug, recommended him to Sherwood Schwartz. You know, Donner had this reputation, you know, it's a chapter in the book, King of the Pilots, where he was actually more of a pilot doctor. He would go in and look at shows that were struggling, you know, they put these pilots together, and he would kind of go in and tweak them, or, you know, reshoot some stuff, and that's how he got involved with Gilligan's Island, just, you know. I'm sure you know the story of the lost pilot, marooned,
mm-hmm.
and then John Rich followed it with Two on a Raft, and it was Donner's interpretation of Two on a Raft that was actually the first episode broadcast on Gilligan's Island. Yeah, Donner's memories are kind of hazy about some of the TV shows he worked on. They kind of all blend into one at certain points of certain years that he remembers, but he just remembers going in on that show and just, you know, bringing the high tempo, the high energy, the actors seem to respond to, and there's definitely a spark in that first episode, Two on a Raft.
He seemed to understand what Sherwood Schwartz was trying to do, which was not, I mean, it was, at the time, it was very easy to knock Gilligan's Island as being sophomoric and broad and slapstick, and the critics didn't seem to understand what Sherwood was trying to do, which was trying to make a social statement.
Right.
And Richard apparently understood that.
I think so. I think he saw it both ways, to be honest. I think he did see the kind of fun, the kind of Robinson Crusoe meets Laurel and Hardy. At the same time, he was so enticed with this, the social metaphor and the examination of how we interact and behave together that gave it that realism that he's always looking for, the kind of truthfulness in people.
James Christie, author of You're the Director, You Figure It Out, The Life and Films of Richard Donner, from a conversation that originally aired in August 2011 on TV Confidential. Richard Donner passed away this past Monday, July 5th, at the age of 91. When we come back, we'll talk about how Donner's vision for the Superman movie in 1978, in many respects, embodied the American dream. We'll also talk about some of the behind-the-scenes struggles that Donner had to overcome just to get the picture made. All that and more when we continue our conversation with Richard Donner biographer James Christie here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.